Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. June 16th is my daughter Julia's birthday. So Julia, if you're listening, happy birthday to you. I am so proud of you. I am grateful for you and I see so much beauty in you. All right, we are in Psalm 83. And this is a prayer against enemies. So if you have some enemies in your life, here you go. This is a song of Asaph. God, do not keep silent. Do not be deaf. God, do not be quiet. See how your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have acted arrogantly. They devise clever schemes against your people. They conspire against your treasured ones. They say, come, let's wipe them out as a nation so that Israel's name will no longer be remembered. For they have conspired with one mind. They form an allegiance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebal, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Even Assyria has joined them. They lend support to the sons of Lot. Deal with them as you did with Midian, as you did with Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. They were destroyed at En-Dor. They became manure for the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, and all their tribal leaders like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let's seize God's pastures for ourselves. Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like straw before the wind. As fire burns a forest, as a flame blazes through mountains, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame so that they will seek your name, O Lord. Let them be put to shame and terrified forever. Let them perish in disgrace. May they know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over the whole earth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, you are the Most High over the whole earth. Your name is the Lord. You alone are the Lord. You are God of creation, the one who spun the galaxies into existence. You're the one who spun us together in our mother's wombs. You are sovereign upon your throne. Nothing that we can do, whether positive or negative, can dethrone you, Lord. You are there for eternity, and we are your servants forever. I love this verse, and it may sound like a strange thing to love, but the psalmist says, cover their faces with shame so that they will seek your name, Lord. And Lord, sometimes you bring trials into people's lives who are far from you in order for them to know you and to really understand who you are. And so we lift up those friends and those family members and loved ones in our lives who are far from you. And we pray, Lord, and this is a difficult prayer, but we pray whatever it takes to help them to find you. We pray that you would do that chasing of the one and leaving the 99 to find them. And sometimes it is difficult circumstances in life that cause us to reach for you. Sometimes it's something beautiful, like we had a child and now we suddenly have this insecurity about how to, you know, raise our children. And so Lord, we pray that for all those people far from you, that you would use the circumstances in their lives to bring them to you, Lord. Lord, I pray for the person who resonated with what I said earlier about having a prayer against our enemies. Lord, many of us have enemies. And so right now we make a choice in this moment to forgive our enemies. We also make a choice right now that you would give our those people who are acting like enemies in our lives, that you would help them to forgive us of whatever fault they see in us or whatever sin they see in us, not for our sake, but for their sake, that they would not have bitter lives. Lord, we pray for our enemies. We pray you would bless our enemies. We pray that you would help them to find you in the middle of this crazy world. We pray you would deliver us from the hurt. We pray you would heal us from the hurt. I pray you would give us new eyes toward our enemy and be able to see that they are as loved by you as we are as loved by you. Lord, you love us, you love them. And your word says that we are to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. So we choose to do that right now. Teach us what it means to forgive. And Lord, I know forgiveness is a choice, but it's also a layer and it takes a long time. It's a journey of forgiveness. It's not just the first choice. The first choice is the beginning of it. But then we walk that long, long journey of forgiveness. And so, Lord, help us not to lose heart. Help us to keep walking on that journey, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I forgot to mention that this is a this was taken from the Christian Standard Bible, the CSB. And just thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I know I say this a lot, but I'm really grateful for you. If you want to help the podcast in any way, if you could leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, it will just help more people find the podcast. So thanks so much in advance for that. I appreciate it, and I hope you have an amazing day.